I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. Also, the number one podcast on a ping pong table is 1 year old now.
So yep.
Let's clap it up. You know, happy birthday to the 615 Guys.
1 year.
Yeah, we know y'all heard the birthday song. You might have been confused. The podcast's birthday, the day we've been recording this, the birthday was 2 days ago. I don't know when it'll be released. But yes, 1 year with the boys. Saw him at school that day. I wished them all a happy 1 year being together.
It was truly a magical experience. It's a national holiday at this point. I mean, everybody knows it.
And Denton also did us the favor of sending us his 1 year memory of us recording on the snowstorm.
I did, and I forgot to post on Instagram. But anyway, who'd have thought?
It's crazy.
Better late than never, though, right?
Hey, it's true. Except y'all have the password too. Y'all can post it. Anyway, go ahead, guys.
hey, if you are new to joining us here at 615 Guys, I am Jackson. I got Sean.
Yo, what's up?
We got Connor.
Yo.
We got Mr. Denton Dotson here.
Hello there.
You know, if you're joining us now, you're a year late, but hey, better late than never.
Exactly.
You know, we're continuing to grow.
We're always accepting new followers.
Yes.
We love
yes.
new followers.
And new guests. So feel free to give us a DM to, you know, be on the podcast.
You know, hey, we've got some people lined up.
Just
got to figure out some dates on some of those.
We just need to figure out that Zoom call. We have some really famous people in our DMs, like Jay-Z and like Kanye and stuff. Yeah. But we're like, you know, sorry, Mr. Kanye. Our Zoom call system doesn't really work right now, so we can't have those guys on. But as soon as we do.
Trump's the same way, you know. Yeah. He wants to hop on too, but he just can't.
But yeah, once we figure out how to do that, we promise we will have some pretty cool guests for you guys. But as of now, we have Casper once more.
All right, again.
Casper's always holding down the fort.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a pretty consistent guest.
He always shows up on time, too.
He does. He's never late. This is true. Hey, I actually beat y'all here today. This never happens for you listeners.
Not
by
long.
Two steps.
I had to get Taco Bell. So.
Well, I didn't say I was here until about 2 minutes, until I was actually here. But yeah, usually I'm about 15 minutes late, generously, sometimes more. It's because every time I'm here first, I always got to wait. So it's like, well, I'm never doing this again. But this time it wasn't bad. We all relatively got here on the same
time. We were all in the same place.
Yeah,
you know,
it's about what, like 5 a.m. right now? Because, you know, we're grinders and we just wake up. You know, we run 7 miles to record the podcast.
We live, eat, sleep, breathe, 615 Guys.
Yeah, that's why we always have episodes out every single week. We're always consistent and whatnot.
It's just our planning takes so long.
Yeah,
we're just always planning.
Because we always have so much content in our podcast. I mean, we really have to plan the scripts out.
Yeah.
We always talked about doing like a dollop style episode. That was the like history thing I was telling y'all about, but we haven't ever done that. Maybe one episode soon, we'll change our format up and maybe we'll do a little different style podcast.
Do we have some talking points today?
Probably not.
I mean,
but we haven't
talked since the Super Bowl.
I mean, we have a lot to go over.
This is
true. I got half knocked out.
Yeah, Jackson did almost die.
Yeah,
that's a good story. Yeah,
you want to go straight into that?
I'll make sure to post that picture when I post on.
That's the hardest picture I've ever taken in my life.
Like, yeah,
that
was scary. Yeah, Jackson, you can tell your story.
Yeah, walk us through that.
All right, so you know, baseball practice in Tennessee for high school.
This is gonna take a while.
Has just started, so. You know, we're doing one of our drills. We're doing fly ball communications. If you don't know what that is, coaches hit a fly ball. Someone goes out and they catch it. But you have to communicate with the team, obviously, you know, to say who's got it. Like, I got it. No, I've got it. So, me and Ian Walsh.
Our center fielder.
Walsh playing in center field. I was playing at second base. There's a ball in shallow center-ish.
It was hit about, like, directly even between the two of them, give or take a couple feet.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's either person's ball. I mean, either one could take it. So I'm running towards it, and I'm pretty sure I can get there. Like, I can get there.
Full speed.
Yeah, they're both running full speed because it is in between them, but that also means that it's not easy for either of them to get to.
Correct.
Like, no matter who catches it, they're going to have to give full effort to get there.
So I see the ball start to come down, and I don't hear Walsh. So I'm just like, all right, somebody's going to go catch it.
Yeah.
So I went
about to hit the ground at this point.
Yeah, so I went ahead and I called him. I was like, I got it. And then out right after I said, like, I got it, I heard out of, like, the corner of my ear, I got. And then,
wham.
Me and Walsh run into each other.
Well, it was more like Walsh ran into you.
Yeah, Walsh takes him out.
Yeah, Walsh trucks Jackson.
His elbow hits the side of my head. I don't even feel anything at first. I feel fine. I'm just kind of shaking up, and I'm like, all right, it's whatever. So then I'm on the ground, and I just see blood gushing everywhere.
Yeah, it was very
bloody.
Were you
bloody. Like, is that me?
Yeah.
Or were you like,
did
oh,
you like look
Ian
up, and you're like, oh, Walsh, are you okay?
Yeah. Well, I knew it was me from, because I could see it drip down from my head. Like, it was dripping down.
Like, was it, like really in pain at first, like, right when it happened? Or was it kind of like you were in shock?
Yeah, because that's a sensitive spot. I mean, even if you just press on, like, the bone on your eyebrow right now, like, that kind of hurts.
It didn't really hurt. I think I just, because I had so much adrenaline going, and, like, I mean, you just didn't really feel stuff at first. Whenever you get, like, hurt in sports, unless it's, like, serious, you don't necessarily...
It's so much worse.
You don't necessarily feel it at first. Yeah. But, like, once you, like, slow down...
You feel your labrum. First, you can tell in the video. As soon as he touches you, you're like,
yeah. The labor of the different story.
Hey, you did finish the play. You did. Unlike Brody.
Yeah, that's,
we'll get into that afterwards.
But once I got to, like, Jacob's office, it started to hurt. Cause that's when I really started to calm down, and you know.
You took a cool picture though.
I did take a cool picture on the way there, and because Coach Smith was like, that looks really cool. And I was like, I can't even see it. And I said, let me take a picture so I can document this. And I took the picture, and it was, yeah, y'all will see it, I guess, eventually.
Yeah, I was standing over by third base, and Jackson was, like, in shallow to deep outfield. And, yeah, you could see the blood from there. Yeah, and we couldn't tell where you were bleeding. But I remember there was so much blood, like, on your neck. But when it happened, it looked like he hit you, like, in the shoulder.
I thought it was on your cheek, like, not on your eye. I don't know why.
I don't know how
it,
how does
cheek.
An elbow do that, though?
Well, it was Walsh, and he's, you know,
elbows,
some ashy
Walsh.
Elbows are hard.
Yeah.
Walsh just smiling and laughing and grinning afterwards, you know him.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he ran right into my elbow.
The funny thing is, like, in one of our group chats, Jackson, like, told us, like, how he hurt himself. And then here comes Ian, like, goes, oh, yeah, my elbow's actually hurting pretty bad right now.
Smart aleck.
Remark. And then we had an inner squad on Saturday, and the same exact ball got hit, but to the left side, and everyone's in the same exact positions. We all just held our breath, but Jackson called it, and then Walsh thankfully peeled out of the way on this one, and so nobody died. But in our inner squad, we did have another unfortunate incident involving Jackson again. This time, he was the one that got hurt. He got hit a slow rolling ground ball. Jackson was playing second, and he goes up to field it. And it was the awkward play to where you need to get it out quick, but you're also, like, awkwardly close to the first baseman. So Jackson tries to get it out of his glove quick. He throws it over the first base. He's on the run. There's a little bit of tail to it. And it, let's say it hit our first baseman where the sun don't shine. And he went down pretty quickly. He tried to call time, but we only had one umpire, so nobody could hear him. And he goes to the ground. So I had to be like, Brody, you know, get up, throw the ball. And then he's like, oh, and he hops up, like, rolls it in, and then just lays down. So it's been a damaging week for baseball players.
Now,
a
long when week. You got hit, was it the first day of practice, too, or second?
Second day, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Second, yeah. Yeah, because the first day was – because that first day we had a really, really good day. Yeah. It was a really good practice that first day. And then
– Jackson got obliterated the next day.
He still wears his bloody hat, too, which is disgusting.
Yes, yes, yes. There's blood all in the – bill of his
oh
hat.
Yeah, and Ian was using my glove.
Yes,
and there's blood
on it.
There's blood in my glove now.
Yeah,
well, I just left my mark everywhere. I mean, you know,
I should have good stitches though.
We had the football.
Yeah, they just glued it together.
We had the football make it right after that, and I remember walking in. I didn't even notice at first. Jackson's like looking at me like, hey, notice it, like look at it, like, you see it.
Yeah.
And when I actually
got a long eyebrow.
When I actually saw it, I was like, holy crap! Like, what happened?
Yeah, because it's right on my eyebrow, so it just looks like.
An extension
of
your eyebrow.
Yeah, I just got bored in class and just took a sharpie.
Yeah, I remember because the next day when we saw you, that's exactly what it looked like from afar. It just looked like your right eyebrow just went to like your ear.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then randomly, like the next day after that, it was like swollen. Because it wasn't the next day, but then, like, the next day it was swollen.
Yeah, so now it's really not, like, the cut that looks bad. It's more of, like, the bruising and the swelling around my
eye. The bruising's actually better a little bit.
I noticed it.
It's a little better today.
The day before.
But, like, 2 days ago and, like two days after it happened is when it started to really, like, you know, puffer up, I guess you could say.
Does it hurt
still? It had different colors on it.
Yeah, I noticed the bruising. Couple days ago.
It's like green, purple.
Yeah, but does it hurt?
I had a constant, like, really decently good headache for a while.
You got a concussion.
No, I didn't.
I'm surprised. I feel like you like hitting right there by your eyebrow. Yeah. Like you could get because it's really close.
I didn't show any symptoms. Like I felt fine. I wasn't sensitive to any light.
You just had a bad headache.
I remembered everything, but I mean that was just. But it was like only like from the right side of my head, which makes sense because I mean that's where my where it happened. So
you're lucky Walsh doesn't hit elbow day, or
I'd have been gone. I would have died.
Walsh does have some elbowy elbows though. He was proud of it though. He's like, yeah, my elbow did that. He's easily amused.
I got to figure out a cool story though.
Yeah, you say later. Like you're wrestling
once
a bear.
It scars or something because it's gonna be a good scar.
So you got attacked by a wild Walsh. But you got to say it in, like, an accent. You got to be like, yeah, I was, you know, out in the Wild West. And, you know, out of nowhere, it's just a wild Walsh. And he just attacked me out of nowhere.
I wonder what happens when you look up Wild Walsh.
So like, I wonder what's actually a thing.
Probably some dangerous images that are out there of Wild Walsh.
What is a Wild Walsh?
It's like a naked picture of Walsh.
How many
Wild Walsh.
How many days did you have to take a bath before you could take a shower?
This is what pops up. It's a stick figure woman with a bunch of curly hairs. And then
there's a vicious like little looking fish
on
it.
And then there's this man. This man pops up.
Oh, he's what is he on?
Wild Walsh, I guess.
No, he's on some really famous movie.
Wild Wild West. Yeah, there's no pictures of Walsh on here. For those of you that don't know, Walsh, his name's Ian Walsh. He's one of our friends. He's, I would describe him best as like a squirrel or something. Maybe like a raccoon. Yeah, he's funny. He's an interesting character. That's how we'll describe him.
Yeah, so how long could you not get it wet for?
Oh, yeah, because they glued it. You like couldn't shower.
Yeah, it was about like the net. So that night I had to take a bath. Which is disgusting. Funny. I hate baths, by the way.
What do you have against baths?
You're sitting in your own filth.
I think baths are... Not that I've taken, like, a bath in a long time, but...
Like, but no, bath because baths for, like, cleansing and cleaning yourself is disgusting.
I don't remember the last time I took a bath. I've always been a shower person.
A bath for, like, soothing or, like an Epsom salt bath or something like that's fine.
Like an ice bath after a baseball game,
you don't want to take a real bath, you know? Like, that's just...
Yeah, once again, I don't know the last time I've taken a bath.
Yeah.
You're just in dirt, you know? It's disgusting.
So I was not a fan at all of the bath. But then I was able to shower that, like, next... So, like, the next night.
Did you get to wash your hair that night?
Yeah, I washed my hair. I just put it, like, over the tub and, like, just...
That'd be inconvenient.
It was not convenient, but I mean, you had to make do, you know.
I had to do that for a whole 2 weeks to a month because my injuries couldn't get my hands wet.
You couldn't wash your hair?
I had to get my mom to wash my hair in the sink.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You couldn't get your hand. Oh, yeah, because you did have.
Yeah, I had open wounds pretty much. Like, they weren't healed back together yet.
Yeah. I haven't been injured in a while, thankfully, knock on wood. I'm going to, of course, get hit by a boulder.
The curse is, you're the only person that the curse has not hit.
It's just going to hit you a bunch of times. So yeah. But no, I remember one time I got water blisters when I was like 9. That's when you get sunburnt like really, really, really bad and you like blister up.
Because you're a ginger.
Yeah.
Big ginger guy.
You're ginger?
Yeah, he has, he has red hair.
Yeah, you're Your beard
this
looks
is
red,
fake
but
news.
Your hair literally looks brown.
He has red hair.
My hair is brown. My chin hair is sadly red. But anyway, that was all over my back and shoulders. And I remember I had to take baths then because the pressure from even the lightest shower setting hurt so bad. That's been the only time I've had any limitations like showering and stuff because I've never had dreads. So I've never had to worry about finding creative ways to wash my hair. So I've been lucky there. But yeah, once again, when I get hit by a boulder from the 6 and 5 hours curse, I guess I'll
can't wait for it too.
I'm gonna get struck by lightning. It's gonna happen. Middle of a baseball game, boom.
Now we're gonna be out golfing one day, and you're just gonna have a golf ball just hit you in the side of the head.
Everyone's gonna hit me with a golf ball at the same time.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, gonna be getting my ball off the driving range, and everyone's gonna be hitting it. Boom, 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 boom. Or y'all are all just gonna get hit with the curse really hard, and hopefully it'll
take
avoid
it from
me.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shoot, we've already been hit hard enough.
Yeah,
well, Ferg thankfully hasn't been hit with the curse yet, but that'll be a new addition to the list.
He just got on, so.
Yeah, he's got time for sure.
Usually the curse strikes quickly. It does strike quickly because several of our guests, it happened like a week later.
I mean, it's literally been every single one besides Ferg, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It didn't really get Brody that bad, I don't think, but he did have.
I mean,
he just always has lingering issues.
He got his wrist and his back.
Yeah, it's got Sean and Jackson. Well, it's actually got all y'all.
It's gotten me the most.
Yeah.
It's gotten me quite a bit. Yeah. I mean, it's hit me a couple times, but I mean, who's counting, right?
Yeah, thankfully, too, have avoided that so far. But yeah, once again, knock on wood. Maybe I'll bubble wrap myself. I don't know.
So Denton, how'd you golf today?
Really bad. Really bad. Metaphorically speaking, not saying that I'm golfing during baseball season because that's idiotic.
Yeah, that's stupid.
We do that. But on the Wii, yeah, we were golfing on the Wii because we're really competitive and we like to sport a golf, but we're not going to mess up our baseball swings. So we were golfing on the Wii and, my Mii character just was not swinging it good today. His first drive went really far, but it went over the road, which is impressive, honestly. But it's also way to the left on the map we were playing on. And then his second tee off on the hole two on the Wii went perpendicular to myself. So, Connor, if I was swinging this way, I would have hit you with the ball.
Sounds like Brody when me and him played the Wii too today.
Yeah, Brody's really bad at Wii golf. And then hole three, I just hit a pop-up. And then I drove the green from there. Well, I guess not drove, but...
Hit a wood or something.
Wooded the green. That was nice. And then I three putted. Wii was laggy today.
Yeah.
And then basically didn't finish another hole. It was really frustrating.
Today at my Wii golf, my first drive was good in the fairway and everything, and then I shanked the next shot, and then I chip over, and then I three putt.
So three putts the way to go.
It was a rough first hole. Second shot, thought I was going to hit some people. Had to yell four from the Wii, Nice. And ended up being 30 yards in front of them.
I probably did hit some Wii characters off to the side because I hit some balls. I have no idea where they went. the camera didn't turn towards them. So
I know I lost some money today, too.
You'll bet?
Yeah.
We were betting, too, but I bailed. It was.
What did y'all bet on?
Just like who would win the hole.
Yeah, $1 a hole. That's what we did.
But I basically forfeited, so that
I lost $3.
I would have. I didn't want a single hole. I was playing really bad.
Wait, who else did y'all go with?
I went with my dad and brother. Me and my dad and brother were playing the Wii.
And then we played with Jackson, Brody, Bryce, and Ian. But yeah, fun times.
It wasn't fun actually at all. I actually did not have a good time. Jack's home for the weekend. I think he actually already left. Yeah, we played today. It was a beautiful day, so we stayed inside and played the Wii. And I regret it, actually. Should have meditated or something.
And in other news, did y'all see the Michigan-Wisconsin fight today?
I got the notification that there was like a punch in it.
Yeah, Juwan Howard, he was throwing hands.
Who is that?
What's
elbows.
What's the context?
I really have no idea. I'm beyond like I. He said in a press conference his side, and I didn't watch his side, I didn't listen to it yet. But it wasn't really a full on like brutal punch. He just kind of like slapped somebody. So
I'm sure that he's gonna be suspended for like 6 games. That's how it usually goes in basketball. They like push each other 3 times and they're ejected for like 3 games each. Do you have a video of it?
I have a video of. Let me see here. I just had it. Where'd it go? Yeah, here's
he just like groped his ear. That's funny.
Huh. Right there.
Yeah. Just like slapped the side of his
head. Is that a coach?
I'm not sure who that is. Like I said, I don't know the full context of how it all went. How it all happened. Or
it looked like it was like at the end of the game.
Yeah, it was. It was while they were like shaking hands at the end of the game.
I mean, he literally just like slapped the side of his head.
Man, thank goodness we get tomorrow off of school.
Yeah.
Except sports.
Sports. Yeah.
Yeah. But back to what y'all were just saying. Yeah, that was kind of weak. I mean, I don't know why I did it, but yeah, he just like slapped him in the ear.
So, what did all y'all think of the Super Bowl? I mean, I guess the last time we talked would have been in the AFC and NFC Championship games.
Well, you know, my prediction was right, and I only actually predicted two games wrong of the entire
postseason. Did I predict that the Bengals were going to win, or that I wanted them to win? Because like I thought the Rams were going to win.
Luckily for us,
Bengals to win.
We do have video footage. Yeah, you can hear our go through and check.
I think I picked the Rams to win.
I think it was just me.
I picked the Bengals to win.
I might have just chose the Bengals because I wanted them.
No, I didn't. I'm pretty sure. I mean, you can check.
I was riding with them the whole way.
I'm pretty sure in our last.
You might have picked them, but you also probably said that the 49ers were going to beat them.
I don't know.
Well, he's looking that up. In other words, of the Super Bowl, what did y'all think of the halftime show? In other bigger news, you know?
I thought it was good. I thought it was gas.
Yeah. I'm a big 90s
rap. Yeah, it was good.
Rap
it was good.
Guy.
They're like, when it went into 50 Cent, that was hard.
It was upside down. It was definitely better than it could have been. And usually you say it's worse than it could have been, but no, it was better than it could have been because it could have easily just been them like tired and out of breath and, you know, just kind of being like, whoa.
I was just waiting for Snoop Dogg to drop an F-bomb, though, like on accident. Yeah. Like,
but no, they had good energy. They sounded crisp. They didn't sound old.
I was really confused, like, at the beginning when you could see the stage and, like, it was just a bunch of weird.
It reminded me of...
I was waiting for the holographic Tupac. Real Tupac.
And I honestly feel bad for the people on the side that you couldn't even see.
It reminded me of... Do you remember that show we would watch when we were little, Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yeah.
That's what that reminded me of. Like, just, like, the little boxes on the different side. That's what that reminded me of. But... I personally thought the halftime show was really good.
I liked it.
I can't believe they've been this popular for 3 decades now. Like, that's just crazy to me.
Because how can you not like Snoop?
I know.
Even not regarding rap, he's just a cool dude.
Right.
I came home after, and first thing my mom asked me was, how'd you like the halftime show? I was like, I thought it was pretty nice. She's like, oh, it was awful. What are you talking about? Because they hate rap. They hate it so much.
That's all our moms care about is the halftime show. They don't even watch the Super Bowl.
That's the commercials.
Girls are.
What was y'all's favorite commercial y'all saw that you can remember?
Definitely the barcode one.
The Bitcoin one?
Yeah.
The Bitcoin one was hilarious.
What was that about?
It was whenever they had the little QR code and it was bouncing around.
I liked the little football one too where they were all tackling each other.
Oh, yeah.
That one was good, yeah.
And then there was like a dark camera focus one. About not being able to see the dude in the picture. There was some funny ones, but I don't particularly remember a lot.
Yeah, there weren't like a lot that stuck out.
There wasn't like Puppy Monkey Baby.
Wasn't Peyton Manning in one of them?
I remember.
They had some bowling ones.
Yeah,
he did like the bowling commercials. It was like Bud Light Bowling, because it was like him and Jimmy Butler and somebody else that were bowling. Yeah, I think it was like maybe Serena Williams or something.
His forehead looked huge in that.
Every year it gets bigger.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
It's all that knowledge he's got in there.
Big head, big knowledge, you know.
I guess also, too, it wasn't announced whenever we recorded our last pod. It was announced, but not officially announced, that Tom Brady would be retiring, too.
Oh, yeah, because it was unsure. Yeah.
Yeah, we were saying, like, you know, is he coming back? Is he not?
Yeah, I can't believe you're retired.
Now it's official.
We've outlived Tom Brady. The podcast has. Who'd have thought? Not me. That's what y'all supposed to say. The Paul Rudd thing.
The what?
Please tell me y'all know that.
The what?
The what?
The Paul Rudd thing.
Who's Paul Rudd?
We're changing subjects.
Who's Paul Rudd?
I can't
Rudd?
Do this. From the wise words of Shreve's girlfriend, just I can't even talk to you about this right now.
Who's Paul Rudd?
You don't know who Paul Ant-Man. He's Ant-Man.
Oh, that's his name?
You don't know Paul Rudd?
I know who he is.
Is that his real name?
Yes. Paul Rudd.
I've never really had any interest in the real name of Ant-Man.
I know his Marvel name is Scott Lang, though.
He's in a lot of movies. Do you know who I'm talking about now? He's also in Clueless.
He's in the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I mean, I can picture him.
He's in the newest Ghostbusters.
I can picture him, but I mean...
The Jurassic Park, going back to the Super Bowl, the...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Like,
Sexiest Man this year. there's a new Jurassic Park.
I want to see that. I think it's gonna
but be y- y'all know the meme. It's like, who would have thought? Not me. That one?
Nope.
No, I don't know.
Y'all are disappointing. Paul Rudd, who would have thought? Here it is. Y'all are going to know it. It's, hey, look at us.
Oh, I. Who would have thought? Okay, yes. Is this from Hot Ones?
Hey, look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought? Not me.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that?
Y'all are so disappointed.
What is that for?
It's Hot Ones.
Is that on Hot Ones?
Yeah, it's on Hot Ones.
What?
You know what Hot Ones
are?
What is Hot Ones?
What? Are you seeing
the Shaq memes to where he's like, you know, and he looks at the camera, and then there's the Eldris elbow to where he's like.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's Hot Ones.
You still have
no idea. I know the Shaq thing.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You do?
I've seen the Shaq thing.
Then what food do they eat on the. I don't know. That's like 3/4. Like that's
they
half
eat
of what
super hot chicken wings, and then they interview you, and you try to answer all the questions.
Shaq like moves his hand, and goes, "Ooh, that's hot."
Yeah, and like you try to keep your focus. And at the beginning, you'll be like, "Yeah, I like this movie," and then by the last one, they'll answer the question. He'll be like, "Hold on, I can't do it." Anyway, we'll have to pause it for this one. But here's the Idris Elba thing I was talking about. It's the meme. Where's it at? It should just be the 12 seconds one. Yeah, this is a meme. You probably didn't know that it came from Hot Ones. This one. Do you know this?
I haven't seen this.
I've seen that, but
Hold on.
I don't know who would want to do that, though. I hate
spicy. That sounds awesome.
I hate spicy food.
And then there's this picture of Shaq on it.
Yes, that's
look.
Yes. Yeah.
Sticker of that. This is my group chat.
And he has like, this one, this picture, and he has like the entire gallon of milk, and it looks like a little bottle in his hand.
Yeah,
it's the Shaq. I think this. I'm gonna try to find the GIF of it. Yeah. Here it is. He like daps it on his tongue, and he goes.
Yeah.
There's good ones.
There's been a lot of good memes that come from that.
Yeah, there has been.
And they're interesting episodes, too. They're not, like, boring to watch.
Yeah. If we're back on air, hello, everyone. There's a lot of memes from it. And, yeah, they're entertaining because it's an interview and you get to laugh at them, you know, because they'll be like, yeah, I don't really feel spicy food. It's not really hot. And, like, 10 minutes later, they're like, stop it.
We should try that hottest sauce. Can't you buy that stuff?
The sauces?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. And awful, they're measured in like a spice term.
Oh,
it's like the Scoville.
Yep. Yes. Let's see. Hot Ones.
Sauce. Let us know. Do y'all want to see us?
We still didn't do the one chip challenge.
What's his name? Jody.
Yeah, he can do it. Yeah.
I have one of the like death chips or whatever that my dad has. He bought like a whole box of them.
Like the one chip challenge?
I don't know. It comes in like a coffin.
Go get one.
I don't have one. Like, I mean, I can't get it right now.
Why not?
I mean, you want me to?
Yeah, go get one.
Go bring it down.
I don't know about that.
If we still have one. Sean's currently going to see if we can get
one of those chips. But yeah, Jackson, you can order them. The 10 pack is $120. They're about $11 each for this one. This one's $33 for three.
Honestly, if we just did the hottest one, though, I would.
You need to work your way up.
No, let's just go straight.
I might tap out with that hot one.
Let us know if you want to see that happen.
We should do this a different day. We should get a camera and do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
this chips here, I want to try it out.
I don't know. I don't. I'm not a spicy guy.
Yeah, we can make this like the Jody thing where we all try it, or maybe we get Jody to try it, or we get.
Wait, are we trying this chip today?
If he has one, I'm gonna take a.
You don't even have a drink.
I'm gonna take a little nibble. Yeah, I'm invincible.
Okay.
Oh, he's got it.
I just have pure willpower.
You need to
take
a picture of this thing.
Like, jeez.
There's a couple of them up there. My dad. It has a skull on it. It's like in a box. Like it's just one
Let
chip.
Me see it.
So, it's in a box shaped like a coffin.
One chip challenge. Fear the Carolina Reaper. Inside is one deadly black tortilla chip.
It's deadly.
It's got a warning on the back. It says, eat at your own risk, not for the faint of heart. Not everyone will enjoy the extreme heat.
And, like, the box is bigger than your palm.
Is there, like,
it's like a big box just for one chip.
Is there a...
That's just one?
That's one chip.
Does it tell you, like, how compared to other...
You can open it and, like, look at the chip. It's literally just, like... It's
all right, everyone.
It just looks
This looks pretty easy to me.
It's got, like, flames on it.
Oh, my gosh. It's in a wrapper. The one chip is in a wrapper.
Okay.
Here's a what to expect. Okay. Can you handle this deadly heat made with Carolina Reaper pepper created for the sheer pleasure of intense heat and pain? What to expect? Mouth on fire, short-term loss of speech, impaired vision from tears, extreme profanity, and death.
Are you doing this right now?
I'm not going to do it, are you?
No, don't open it yet.
Go get a drink.
We need to take a picture of the packaging and everything.
Get a drink, Denton. You're going to want it.
Wait, are you actually doing it right now?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Do you know how spicy it is?
Yeah, I'll get a water.
You have no idea.
You don't understand how spicy it is.
I'll take a nibble of it. I'll get a water. Put it in that.
I think we should, like, save this for an extra, like, a different episode.
Probably.
Well, we can do an episode where we have, like, a whole spicy theme. We'll get the hot... We'll order the hot sauce and do an episode.
Take a picture of all of it. We're getting it off of the social media and everything so y'all can see exactly what Denton's about to consume. She's an idiot.
Yeah. Like, I think we should save this for, like, a video. And so you can see your reaction.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Well, then y'all can take a video.
You want to do this video right now?
Post it on social media.
Yeah, I'll do it. I do need a water, though.
All right, so Denton's about to go get a water.
I thought you're invincible.
Well, yeah, I'm doing it for the water.
You can check in there. If not, you just go upstairs. So a little more information, I guess, about this chip. They come in many different boxes, I guess. How do you say this company?
Pakui?
P-A-Q-U-I.
Pakui.
Did you buy these things online?
Yeah, my dad bought them. He wanted to do them with like with his friends and stuff,
bruh.
Because he's a big fan of like spicy stuff.
So has he ate it before?
Yeah, I think so.
What did he say about it?
He said it was spicy. Like he likes spicy stuff. Like he can do like I don't know if y'all been to have y'all been to what's that hot chicken place?
Hattie B's.
It's not Hattie B's.
Is it Nashville or?
There's like one in Murfreesboro. I think.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Party Foul, that's what it is. Have you ever been there?
I've heard of it, but
they've got some really spicy stuff. And he tried like the spiciest one, and he could deal with it, but it was spicy. And they have really spicy chicken.
You're gonna struggle.
You ready?
I promise you're not. You're gonna like take a lick of it, and you're literally gonna die.
I mean, it says death will happen. Like it.
you're gonna die, Denton.
That's the goal.
It does give you this nice little paper though. I survived the Pakui one chip challenge. Do you dare? Are you recording this?
Are you doing this
for viewership, Denton, or your own pleasure?
I kind of just want to try it.
I promise you're going to be dying for like a while. Right,
take a picture of the chip, too.
Are you ready?
It smells spicy.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter how it smells. It's how you taste.
All right, well,
hold on.
It's broken. It's not going to be like satisfying.
Look how it's literally. Wait, hold on.
I'm not going to try it yet. Here's this thing. I'm nervous.
Gosh. Here you go.
Hold on, I gotta hear.
Clear out the way.
This is scary. I don't know if I should just commit and just like take a big bite or.
I think you should eat it all right there.
We're still recording, aren't we?
Oh, we're still recording.
Oh, yeah.
This is gonna be all fun.
You let me know when to go. All right.
Here, smile for the camera here.
It does not taste good.
Smile for the camera though, so we can get the chip. All right.
Let me know when you're ready.
Should I take a bite or like lick it?
Just take a bite. No,
I'm not taking the whole thing. That's crazy. This is so scary. I feel like it's going to, like, eat me.
You're just going to pass out on the way home.
Yeah, death.
Mmm. Yum.
It's spicy.
Do you feel it? Like?
Yeah, it's burning. This thing's hot.
You going to take another bite?
I don't know. I'm going to doubt it. Oh, listen. Oh, it's burning.
He's so starting to tear up already.
He's tearing up.
I told you it's awful.
This thing's hot. Oh.
And you just took like a little bite too.
Yeah, I just took a little nibble. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. It tastes really bad. Oh, gosh. Oh, it's burning everywhere. I feel it in my ears. Oh, my gosh.
Look at his fingers. They're black.
That's from the chip.
Oh, it's burning. Oh, it's bad.
You're invincible, though, right?
Yeah, what happened to being invincible?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't hurt at all.
You're not going to be able to finish the bond. He's almost
done with the water.
Oh, it's hurting bad. It's burning the back of my tongue.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is it right now?
Oh, gosh. Right now, it's like an 8.
It's going to get worse. Just imagine if you ate that whole thing.
Oh, I don't know if it can get worse.
Oh. Dude, I'm crying from laughing. I feel bad for him.
Well, Denton's ran to the bathroom. He's drowning himself in water. You should have gotten milk.
Hey, you didn't even think about it.
I don't know. Jackson, how does milk?
I feel like you should just take
a
little bite.
Yeah, Jackson, you say you're a spicy guy.
Take a little bite.
Denton
comes out of
his eyes are red.
Tells him no.
Denton, your eyes are red right now.
Maybe a lick. How about a lick? Would you lick?
I'm gonna do it.
Dude, just a little one. Don't do a big one like him.
Don't do it.
Do it.
I don't know. After watching him, I do not.
Don't do it.
I mean, he took like a decent sized bite, I guess.
No, it was just it wasn't that big.
For something that's that spicy, he took a decent sized bite.
Stop laughing.
It's so funny.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that.
Just like a little one. Like the tiniest bite you could
possibly take. Come on, Jackson.
Take. Tiniest bite.
Denton is strongly suggesting not doing it.
Oh, my God.
But I think our viewers want you to do it.
I think the viewers want
it. You know what? How about I save my reaction for another episode?
We can do that.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, you can do that. I don't know about we.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do it.
I'll consider it. Keep the chip.
Okay. I mean, kid, I don't want it to get, like, stale.
You burn that chip.
I mean, if it's stale, I mean, the hotness is going to stay there. It's
I guess
gonna,
so, yeah.
Still.
Is it getting worse or better?
It's getting worse.
It's still bad. Just go get some milk.
He just goes up and takes all your. It just takes a whole gallon of milk. So if you're wanting to do, well, you know, we'll get his insight here in a minute. Denton, buddy, can you come to the ping pong table,
please?
No, no,
still
no.
You need to eat some. That would help.
Mr. Invincible is
not invincible.
Not invincible. I mean, I warned him. I told him it was going to be bad. He didn't want to listen.
He can't even say
it
words. Except pain.
He's getting down like a gallon of water right now, though.
I mean, he probably took like...
chills.
The size of the chip that he took was probably about the size of a fingernail.
Yeah, no, it wasn't
like,
that
big at all. It was small. And he's suffering. And the chip is probably like the size of your palm, maybe. Like the whole chip.
Yeah.
It's a good size chip.
So imagine eating the whole chip.
There's no way.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, he's in tears, right? He's in tears from, like, this little bit.
I just know I'd be, like, sweating right now. Face completely red.
I mean,
like,
on the side of
no
the packaging,
fun.
It says one chip equals, and then it says it's just a skull.
Yeah.
Didn't we got to get your picture with survived the...
I mean, he didn't even eat the whole chip, did
he? I survived a fraction of...
Yeah. You think
think I'm gonna survive.
You think you can eat the whole chip?
Did you wash your hands? Okay.
Poor Denton. He just how much are those things? Are they expensive?
They're actually pretty expensive, I think.
Well, we didn't waste it, at least.
It won't go to waste.
No.
Yeah, Jackson will take a bite, too. I think we all should.
Next episode. No. Next episode.
We'll get some milk.
How about next episode?
Let's get some, like, chicken brought in from something next episode.
Chicken?
Like, the chicken wings. Like, the... What is it called?
It's like a hot sauce. Isn't it? It's a sauce. Yeah.
Hot ones. Let's go to, like, Zaxby's and get, like, freaking... I don't know. What's the highest one they got?
Not high at all. It's not high at all.
It's not. Well, probably high for me because mild is like.
One of us
spicy
should try the Blazing Challenge from Buffalo Wild Wings. Have y'all known anyone to do that?
I'm not doing
My dad did a thing way back when. I don't know what it was.
Your brother did it, didn't?
What'd he say?
Worst experience ever.
Really?
He said you get like freezing. It's so hot.
Wow. I want to try it. No?
We all got to take a bite of this chip next episode. We have to.
Episode, we should at
a
the
small
very,
bite
at the very beginning. We should all take the bite and then have to do the entire podcast.
That would just be
like
awful.
A 20-minute break.
Yeah.
You guys are
come join us at the ping pong table, please.
Yeah, Denton suffered his pain now.
I can't. Yeah.
Denton is still in the bathroom. Do you think you're gonna throw up? Like legit.
No way.
You think you're going to throw up. He says he's on the verge of throwing up.
It's certainly possible.
Oh, my gosh.
This is from like a...
Imagine if you didn't have anything to drink.
Yeah, he was just going to dive in, too.
He didn't listen to me. I told him it was going to be
bad. Drink some of this body armor. Body armor is bad. It doesn't matter. It's going to taste better than...
It's bad beforehand.
It's just going to feel good, though.
My lips from the chip are probably on it.
Are your lips burning, too?
Yeah. That's good.
Good.
The top of my mouth and then the left side of my tongue.
This has been the most entertaining part of my day by far.
Oh yeah.
For sure. Except whenever I hole in one.
My body was like it's so bad.
Is it like loosened up? Like you're feeling better or no? It's still awful.
This helps. I feel a whole lot better.
There you go.
On scale of 1 to 10, what is it now?
There's like a 3-second window. After you drink something to where you can talk and it starts burning again. So right now, like 6.
Just come sit over here while you're sitting.
Yeah, I think you can sit down now.
If
you're going to throw up, you can run to the bathroom.
We need to get your first-hand experience here. Welcome back. Welcome back, the trooper.
Denton
Dotson to the ping pong table. Right back.
That was awful. That was so bad. I got...
We have it all on video, so we'll...
I have to pause and drink something or it becomes like unbearable. Yeah, I'm gonna not think about it later and like wipe my lip and then like lick my finger or something.
There's no way we like eat the chip and then finish the podcast. Like we'd have to do it at the end.
Way.
I took a good sized bite.
He's trembling. Like he's not like you're not still.
I'm in pain. It's the left side of my tongue that really hurts.
I mean, you already drank the whole body armor.
Yeah, dude, it's a good sized bite.
You're not even getting close to it now.
That was terrible.
We'll package this baby back up, I guess.
How much of the chip is left? Like, besides
there's still
broken
left.
Part.
Well, there's that right there.
Yeah, besides that. You don't want to wash it.
Oh no!
Oh, he's just late. Jackson
oh,
just late.
No.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh,
it's okay. No, it's okay. I had just the tiniest bit.
Yeah, it is about to get
but
worse.
I could.
He just had the seasoning. He didn't have the chip.
Yeah, I didn't even
eat
the chip. I just.
Hey, so, I mean, he didn't even lick the chip either. He licked his finger.
It's hot.
It's getting worse, isn't it?
No, it's not bad.
Really?
No. Like, I definitely feel the pain, but I legit just like.
Yeah, you didn't even
I had that
really
on,
have
I
it.
I had like the littlest bit of seasoning on my fingers.
Yeah, but that's the hot stuff.
No, it's not.
Well.
It's getting bad again.
Okay, so, is your mouth on fire? Okay, so that checks it off. Short term, or loss of speech, did you have that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Check that box.
You have impaired vision from tears?
No, but I'm freezing.
Did you actually start, like, crying, like you're tearing up?
Oh, yeah. It looked like it when you first
Involuntarily, maybe.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I don't know. After licking that seasoning, I don't know.
What? You don't know what?
I'm freezing.
I don't know if I want to eat that thing.
Well, it's just, we're going to take a small
bite. I'll be back.
I kind of want to.
Yeah, I want to. Not right now. I don't. And
then your stomach's hurting right now, isn't it?
Because he's drinking so much.
My dad said his stomach started hurting.
Did he drink the whole? Did he eat the whole chip?
I don't know.
All the water I've drank so fast.
Denton, I don't think it's that bad.
Honestly, from what I just had, it's not that bad.
Now, can you tolerate spicy stuff?
Yeah. So how good are you with spicy stuff, like, in general?
I'm fine.
Like, you can eat like a whole bag of hot Cheetos and be fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love hot Cheetos.
Okay, so you can tolerate heat. Like, you're not like...
Like, to a certain level. Not, like, Connor, you can eat like a whole bag of hot Cheetos, right?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, like Takis, you can't?
No, I gotta have something to drink with Takis.
So, yeah, you're gonna suffer.
Yeah, I know. That's why I don't want to do it.
Well, it's what the people want, yeah. Connor.
The people want to see it.
Maybe we can get like Instagram Live for it too. Mid-pod Instagram Live.
Yeah, we should. Like back in the day, I would get barbecue seasoning, not like buffalo or something like that. Just
you can't have buffalo. Buffalo's not even.
I can have buffalo now. Okay. I've gotten better, but like it used to be really bad. Like mild, I was like, oh my gosh, this is spicy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've changed.
But I touched that chip and I licked my finger just from like the seasoning on it.
And he didn't even lick all the seasoning. It was like a dab of the seasoning on his finger.
It's just like a tingling pain.
Yes, it's like, it's full pain. Like, I would, yeah, it's not even spice. It's like,
it's just pain.
Like I hit my tongue, like, with a bear trap.
He said he said it felt like a bear trap on his tongue.
Is your, like, tongue numb?
Yes. My tongue's numb. The left side of it is pure pain, and then the top of my mouth burns.
So, from what he said, his top of the top of his mouth is burning. The right side, you said, is left side is just pain.
Yeah.
And then the rest of your tongue's just numb?
Basically.
Pretty much.
He's shivering. He's shaking.
Yeah. And then my lips, I can, like, feel the spice, but it's just, like, a similar spice to when you just eat something hot. Mm-hmm.
I feel like when we do this, though, we should have a guest on, too. Yeah. Like, a guest that wants to try it.
Jody.
My stomach is so
full. I'm sure we could find somebody though who'd want to do it.
Yeah, like I'm sure someone would want to do it.
Yeah, true.
We're gonna find somebody.
He's shaking.
I'm so cold.
Didn't, buddy. All right.
No.
Hey, happy birthday to the 615 guys. You know. Instead of birthday cakes, we have the one chip death challenge.
Yeah.
I regret that. At first bite, you're like, "Oh, that's hot," and then it just is like, oh my gosh, this is like real pain.
It's the like it stays with you, like it's not going away. That's what sucks. Like if it was just hot and then done, you know, wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, how long did the pain last for your dad, Sean?
I don't know. He didn't do it here. He did it like at a friend's house. He didn't really tell me too much
about
it.
Let's look this up and see how long it'll be, because I mean, heck, you may be waking up tomorrow just in pain.
No, I think once you start drinking, like, milk and stuff like that, you'll be fine. Or you eat something. Eating something would probably help.
Let's see. Trying to look up some of the stuff. How long? Okay, I don't think this chip's that expensive. I mean, for a single chip. But, I mean, if you look at this thing, it looks like death.
It literally looks, it's just pitch black. Like, there's no other coloring. It's just black. Like, it does not look good at all.
How long does the pain? Okay, so the challenge dares you to eat a chip covered in Carolina Reaper and ghost pepper seasoning. Which I believe, are those the two hottest, like, peppers out there?
Yeah, they're one of the spiciest, yeah.
As a result, many people experience severe pain, nausea, vomiting, and difficulty breathing that can last more than 24 hours.
Oh,
and
God.
And lead to more severe health conditions.
Well, that's for, like...
That's like the worst it can get, though.
It won't be that bad.
I'd be kind of scared if I was you.
You won't be like, because you didn't even eat the whole chip. That's probably like the whole chip.
Yeah. I wonder what the Scoville unit is on this thing.
Look it up. Look it up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Let's see. One chip.
Good idea. Yeah, make sure to watch the Mad Boys.
Scoville units. So, if any of y'all don't know, the Scoville unit is like how it showed about how spicy something is. Alright, so Carolina Reaper chip, it's a single chip, yes, one chip that comes in a coffin shaped box. 1 million 569,300 Scoville unit heat units. Excuse me.
I mean, that sounds like a lot. I don't know like what that is in relation to other stuff.
Okay, so
like what's that in relation to other things? Does it say?
I mean, you can look it up. Like different.
it makes me want to try it so bad though now.
No, my back hurts.
But like, if we do it, we gotta have like a whole setup. Like, Denton was literally just drinking sink water, and had a body armor. Like, we've gotta have like milk and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you weren't even gonna have anything to drink. You were just gonna go straight into it.
I was gonna get a
water. So a jalapeno can get up to 8,000.
Huh.
And what a was jalapeno. That? What was that one?
A jalapeno. 8,000. Oh, this?
No, what was the chip?
1,056,000.
Oh, my gosh.
560,000.
Oh, 560,000.
Yes. This thing.
My bad.
Carolina Reaper hits the name. Yeah.
So the Carolina Reaper is the hottest chip in the world, and that's like, the powder that they use for that chip.
And, like, for those of you who, like, don't even like jalapenos, like, have you had jalapeno, Connor?
Yeah, they're a little spicy. It's not, they're not that bad.
Like, some jalapenos are spicier, but.
Yeah, no, I can withstand some
like
jalapenos.
Some people can't even do jalapenos, and imagine this like being, I don't know how many times more spicy, yeah. Like 500,000 times
put
more spicier.
The Reaper spiciness in perspective, a typical jalapeno is just 2,500 to 8,000 Scoville. If you've ever eaten a Scotch Bannet pepper, no, I'm not sure you say that, they can land anywhere between 100,000 and 350,000 Scoville. So, needless to say, that the Carolina Reaper is significantly
the last sauce on the hot ones is called the Last Dab, and it's made from Carolina Reaper sauce. But it's not, you know, 100% that. Where basically this is.
Do you feel dizzy at all?
Dizzy? No, but it's probably because I'm really well hydrated now.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm absolutely freezing. Like I'm like trembling.
Yeah. Well, what a way, you know, to do the birthday pod is, you know.
Yeah, can't wait for year two to eat two of these. That was really bad. It was really bad. It's the only way to describe it.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, how bad?
10. No doubt.
Spiciest thing you've ever ate?
Yes, for sure. It just, all the side effects that go along with it. Like, I remember when Jack did the Buffalo Wild Wings thing, he described it as it's so hot you get cold. I've always been like, you know, I've gotten chills before. No, I'm like freezing. Mm-hmm. Like my body is so cold. And yeah, it just hurts. And you want to like breathe to slow down so that way you don't throw up, but you can't breathe because the air going in just amplifies the spice. Oh, yeah. You just have to hold water in your mouth the whole time. It was bad. And then I was really scared I was going to like wipe my eye and get it in it. I'm really scared the seasoning still somewhere. I'm going to get it myself.
We'll,
it was really bad.
We'll be more prepared next time.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. That was awful.
I mean, imagine getting that in your eye. That would, oh, God,
oh
I don't want to imagine.
That would be awful.
How much that would burn. You might want to wash your hands, honestly, one more time before you leave.
I've washed them twice.
You should be fine.
Yeah, it is bad.
I really want to do one, though. You know, we all three have to do one.
I just kind of want to get some, like, hot chicken wings, though. I don't really want to eat that chip.
It was bad. Yeah, 1.7 Scoville level.
Yeah, like at Zaxby's, I get the wimpy sauce. So if that says anything about me.
Denton's never been more ready to leave a place ever.
I didn't think I was going to be able to leave. I thought I was just going to have to like just shake in the corner here and never be able to drive home.
I'm just going to have to carry Denton to his car.
Yeah. Yeah, that was bad. I feel fine now. My lips are like burning, but like they just feel like chapped. Like, that's how I would describe it is now. My tongue, the left side, still hurts a little bit. Kind of just feels like I bit it. And then the rest, I feel fine. I'm at, like, a 1.7 right now on pain. But if I were to go, like, that wasn't as bad as I thought. Yeah. I'm probably going to wake up in the middle of the night. Just like, Yeah, that was bad.
I would suggest all y'all go on to watch videos of people doing it, too.
Imagine, like, the curse hits him. Like, he has, like, the severe like case where it like
death.
It affects him like forever.
Death.
Yeah, I probably will die from this. It was horrible. I wouldn't advise that to anyone.
All right, well, we're keeping that here.
This should be our punishment. Us three are going to try it.
Mm-mm.
The yes, punishment for fantasy football next year is going to be the
That's a good idea.
The whole thing.
No, I wouldn't put anyone through that.
It's got to be at least like a fourth or something.
No.
Or like the Blake.
I'm telling y'all. It's,
something was
I ate like a half, like one fourth of a finger size, and it was still really bad. Yeah. No way.
Well, I mean, I licked the powder. Yeah. Like, the powder got on my fingers, and I just licked it, and I was just like, wow, that stings. Like,
yeah, it's lingering pain. Yeah. My lips are kind of numb right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trapped to begin with, so they like it like really sunk in there. Yeah.
How much worse was that than you expected? Like,
it was
you
worse.
Went into it.
Dude, dude, yeah, it was so
I'm
much
invincible.
Worse.
Yeah, I, all good.
I could tell, by the way, like, he was acting before he ate it. He was like, oh, this isn't going to be as
well,
bad.
Well, even like 30 seconds into it, when you bite it, you're just like, oh, it's just
so,
yeah,
it's
you
like didn't
the it's just
like
it
was
a hot.
Hot.
It wasn't. It was just like, oh, this is a hot food. And then as soon as you cough once, it's over. Yeah. You cough, you're like,
it just
and you're
progressively
like,
gets
yeah, this
worse.
Is hot. And then, yeah, it does. And it just keeps staying hot. And then it starts hurting different parts of you. And you just got to go get water. And then your body starts shaking. And yeah, it gets bad. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. Wouldn't advise that to anyone.
Mm-hmm. Definitely putting that on the social media.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll definitely. We got to post that video.
That hurt a lot.
But when we do it again, we should do like some Instagram live or something
next,
like
next
that.
Next week's episode, we're going to try. We'll try
I think
to
we
find,
should get a guest.
We'll try to find it. A guest to do it with us.
Maybe we'll get Jody on.
I mean, maybe we could get it on YouTube plus
yeah,
eventually.
Yeah, back to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, we'll do it. Except I'm not going to participate. I can just advise y'all through it.
Yeah.
Never doing that again.
Yeah, you don't have to do it again. You already suffered the pain.
I'll go ahead and do it.
I'll do it too.
So me and Sean are...
Connor, you're going to do it.
I'm not promising.
We'll give you the smallest piece.
Yeah, just like literally like...
We
so
maybe
small,
just give you
just
the
like
power.
Not even a bite.
Maybe
you just
have
to swallow it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well,
all right
I'll do it.
Whatever.
I'll do it. I'll do it.
So now we have something to look forward to next episode.
That'll just be the episode too. We're not. I mean, we could talk about some stuff before, but
yeah, that'll be yeah.
We could just do this
bad
episode.
That's awful.
All right. Well, 1 year in the making.
Yeah. Don't know if I'll be alive for year two. Jeez, or tomorrow at that.
I mean, imagine like you have practice and you just have like severe case of
like
diarrhea, like
shaking,
fiery diarrhea.
That'd be awful.
We're going to pray for you, Denton.
Yes,
so.
You need to. I feel terrible.
Denton, I'm sorry. But in all seriousness, though, we do thank all of you for sticking with us and listening to our podcast throughout this first year. It has been something that we never thought that we would still be doing at this point. It's really turned into something that we really enjoy doing. We have some really big things planned for year two. We know, there's been some leaked merch going out.
accidental.
But we're working through that to make sure we can continue to grow the pod into as big as it can possibly be. So but until next week, whenever we are all in pain.
Next time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Week
well,
time.
Well,
when the time comes.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely
we'll
not
be,
during the week.
Yeah.
No.
It's gotta be a weekend.
It will be a weekend when we record, but.
But until then, 615 Guys out.
See ya.
I heard it was somebody's birthday. Yeah. PJ Penn, a birthday song. Yeah. Yeah. Today is your birthday. We gon' say it loud.